Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God bless. It is Friday. I mean, not Friday. Well, yeah, it is Friday. My God. It's 11:20. 2020. My God. Thank you, Jesus. We made it through another week. My God. Amen. Amen. I left you a message yesterday, so I'm leaving you one today. I'm bringing you a topic on truth. What does God says about the truth? Before I get in the Word, Heavenly Father, bless those that are continuing to listen to the broadcast. Maybe it's one or two you that gather and listen. Hey, I'm blessed with that. I'm not looking for a popularity thing on Blog Talk. I just do what God asks me to do. Amen. I pray and give him all the power and all the glory. And I continue to bless me and my family and those that listen. I pray for those things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, let me get into the truth here. The Bible says, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Coming from Psalms 19:9-10. These are words of insurance in a world where justice is for sale to the highest bidder, and righteousness is a scarce commodity. God's righteousness is immovable. As the prophet Samuel pointed out to the people, God has always acted in a righteous manner when he has dealt with his people. God's standards are non-negotiable. His righteous nature assures us that God will always do what is right. Amen. Amen to that. I'm going to give a little bit more on that about God's, to explore God's truth. And truth according to the Bible. So what then does the Bible say about it? It might surprise you. When standing in trial before the Roman governor Pilate, Jesus said to Pilate, "For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me." Pilate responded by asking, "What is truth?" If only Pilate had known that the truth was standing before him, looking him in the eye. Of course, I'm talking about Jesus. Yes. Truth is a person. You see, the Bible teaches that truth isn't just an abstract idea or philosophical puzzle. Instead, truth is a person, the person of Jesus Christ, to be exact. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Apostle John reflected on the whole of Jesus' life, wrote, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And Jesus took on human nature. If we were being honest, we must all admit that our lives are marred one way or another by deceit and falsehood. We're all departed from truth in our thoughts and actions. As the Apostle Paul put it, we suppress the truth by our own sinful desires and deeds. Yet Jesus lived a perfectly truthful life. Looking ahead to Jesus coming to earth, the prophet Isaiah said that Jesus would be put to death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. But for Christians, Jesus is far more than just a truthful person. He truth incarnate. The Apostle Paul tells us that in Jesus, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. So Jesus is the truth in human form because he is God in human form. In Jesus, the truth came to earth to confront our lives, transform our minds, heal our hearts, fill us with joy, and liberate us from slavery to deceit. God is the truth, and he is true. The Bible tells us this over and over again. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. The passage from the book of Psalms tells us that all God does is faithful and trustworthy. Every word he speaks is true because it comes from his own nature. We can run to him, cast ourselves on him, and depend wholly on him. Because he is true, his words are true, and his way are true. There is nothing false in God. Amen. Amen. Speaking in his regard to his own written testimony about Jesus, the Apostle John writes, "Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. To believe in Jesus is to acknowledge that God is who he says he is, the true, faithful, trustworthy God." Amen. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for today, Friday. Have a blessed weekend. Stay safe. The COVID count has risen amongst us in all across the country again. So please stay safe. Social distancing. If you don't have to go out, stay in. I know it's hard for you to do that for some, but I'm praying. Do as God asks. Be obedient. And be safe. God is my strength. He is my refuge. He gives me food to sustain everlasting. God bless you, and I'll see you Monday. hopefully I get back on track. I've been a little off track, but I will be back on track Monday. Amen. Amen. God bless you.